Massive gatherings protesting police violence continue across the country, including here in Milwaukee. People marched here for a fourth straight day yesterday until well after midnight. What sparked the demonstrations was the death a week ago of George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis. The 46-year-old African-American died after a police officer kneeled on his neck as other officers looked on. Over the weekend, Milwaukee saw peaceful daytime protests, then followed by looting and vandalism at some businesses overnight. Yesterday, Mayor Tom Barrett put a curfew into place for a third night, but he also pledged to help craft a path forward to improve police-community relations. And Barrett once again urged the Fire and Police Commission to terminate a Milwaukee officer who's charged in connection with the death of Joel Acevedo after a party at the officer's home. WUWM's Susan Bentz reports.
The protests calling for justice for people who have died at the hands of police have expanded to larger discussions about race and racism. At a news briefing Monday afternoon, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett acknowledged racial disparities have unfairly impacted communities of color in Milwaukee for generations.
To be a father or a mother and be fearful for my children simply because of the color of their skin. You couple that with the COVID-19 outbreak and the disparate impact that we see in the African-American community, the Hispanic community, again, not just here locally, but around the nation, and you understand, or you can start maybe trying to understand, why there is so much anger and despair. And you couple that with the economic crisis we're going through right now and how our lower wage individuals have lost their income.
The news conference was held at Ephesians Missionary Baptist Church on North 6th Street. The mayor was flanked by its pastor, city and county law enforcement leaders, and the fire chief. They all urged citizens not to repeat what had happened the three previous nights, when hours-long peaceful protests were replaced by looting and destruction. On Sunday night alone, 24 stores were burglarized, according to Police Chief Alfonso Morales.
Over the last two nights, over 100 people were arrested for violating curfew. 37 cars were towed. Motorized vehicles are 4,000-pound bullets that are operating in our city streets in a reckless manner. People are operating these vehicles, traveling at a high rate of speed, directed towards police officers.
Milwaukee County Sheriff Ernell Lucas implored Milwaukee residents to exercise restraint.
And I know the work that the mayor, the governor who's not here today, county executive and others, the business community, and everyone are going to work to address the issues of the disparities that continue to exist in this community, but nothing is going to be resolved by what we are witnessing each night and every night.
Many political and civic leaders are demanding change. On Monday, Milwaukee Common Council President Cavalier Johnson laid out a series of proposed reforms. They include training to properly restrain suspects, quote, like what happened in Minneapolis, from happening in Milwaukee. At Monday's press conference, Chief Morales said MPD officers are trained to take people into custody safely.
The training in Milwaukee is a standard that goes through the Law Enforcement Standards Board through Madison, the state of Wisconsin, and it filters on down to the city of Milwaukee. These are mandates, how we train, to ensure that when we take somebody into custody, we take them into custody safely.
None of the officials knew what Monday night might bring on the streets of Milwaukee. But in addition to calling for public safety, Mayor Barrett added a call for public health. He urged anyone planning to protest to wear a mask to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
For your own sake and for the sake of everybody else, you should be wearing a mask. And secondly, and equally important, if you feel that you have the symptoms of COVID-19, go get tested.
Demonstrations will continue in Milwaukee Tuesday, with a protest scheduled for early afternoon in Bayview. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.